do whatever it takes to get your own. They gon' hit up on you when you're in the new zone. They gon' talk about you, but little do they know. See you with the stars, now they wanna be your clones. Been through a lot of shit that make your heart froze. Gotta do whatever it takes to get your own. Gotta do whatever it takes to get your own. Gotta do whatever it takes to provide. They don't hate up on you cause you live in that life.
What up? It is Kawhi Boys episode 3.
Episode 3.
3.
Dress.
You already know what it is, bro.
What's today? Boys, you know what we should document right. What day it is. It is
Friday. The 31st.
Mm-hmm. Friday the 31st. Tomorrow's the 1st of April. Tomorrow's my, like, I'm going to, like, try to go cold turkey on a bunch of shit so I can have, like, a number.
So if like I start a self-intervention?
I mean, I'm like really like not on the caffeine shit right now, and I'm going strong. So it's like,
hey, you know what's kind of crazy, bro? I haven't had like a lot of caffeine. I cut back hella this whole week, and like, bro, it low key does make a difference. You feel a difference, like, bro, towards the end of the day.
Okay, that's the thing. I gotta say one thing. Okay, so like, I have a very low tolerance for caffeine. Like, it's very bad. So like, for a period in time, I was drinking just like coffee, right? And then like, I guess you could say like a couple months after that, I started to like drink like energy drinks, but not like that. Like, only at times. Like, I'm a very minimal person when it comes to caffeine because I don't like the way it makes me feel, like the come down, like the jitters. I hate that shit. So
yeah,
I only use it in times that like say, okay, so say I like stayed up late and I gotta wake up because I wake up early as fuck. So like, okay, I gotta wake up at like 4:50 in the morning. So it's like, okay, I drink like maybe like a fucking like a coffee, right? So like, when I first started drinking caffeine, it was just like coffee, right? All right, cool.
Yeah.
And then it's like, then it was like a Red Bull, and then I'm like, fuck, bro, like the jitters and shit just got worse. It was just,
see, yeah, I don't get the jitters, but I had a really high tolerance, and that's what made me kind of want to cut back, because like, bro, I could have like coffee and probably a Red Bull in the morning, I wouldn't feel any type of way, but like, wake me up, but like, I wouldn't get any type of jitters.
Wait, I'm still talking about like my experience with coffee. So check this shit out. So like, I'm talking like now, like over time, right? It got to the point where it's like, I was like, okay, I gotta stop drinking caffeine. But there would be certain times where I'm like, okay, I really need to like drink this shit.
Because
like, I
caffeine.
Gotta get through a fucking 8 or a 10 hour shift. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
So like, bro, it got to the point where like, now when I drink it, bro, I cannot fall asleep. Like,
really?
Yeah, bro, it's hard for me, bro. It's so weird. Like,
nah,
bro,
I really was
if I drink a Mountain Dew too late, like, bro, like,
even that little like amount of caffeine compared to coffee,
it fucks me up, bro. I'm not even gonna lie, like, it low key does.
I'd be getting extra shots of my shit at Starbucks. I'll type that.
I don't, like, I don't like the caffeine,
triple
like
espresso,
like the jitters and shit.
Yes,
you know what it reminds me of, bro? Like, so I remember when I was like younger, bro, I used to have to take
I'm trying
Vyvanse and ADHD and shit, you know what I'm saying? Or for ADHD and shit, I used to take like Vyvanse and Adderall, bro. And like, I swear it makes me feel like the same exact way. I hate that shit. Like the jitters, all that shit, like, bro. So like,
I agree. That's why I quit. That's why I was on my cold turkey shit. Cause I was on,
I couldn't quit completely. I felt like I got like a dependency.
I was binging,
on that. I get like headaches.
I was binging. I was straight up on some like 2 cold brews a day and a Red Bull, maybe 2 like I was doing that shit daily, and I'm talking about in the last 30 days to 2 months, like literally just binging on coffee. And like, it was just cause like it was right there.
Starbucks?
Nah, I'm more of a Nordstrom kind of person. I'm just playing. I do both, of course, but
you do Nordstrom. Starbucks, you go to Nespresso?
Nah, cause Nordstrom got a little thing. They got like a little cafe in front of their shit, and they just generally have a shorter line.
Yeah.
And then Starbucks is like incompetent, in my opinion, like the whole thing.
Incompetent.
Let's move on from that.
What you mean by that, bro?
Like, so, you know what's crazy? I actually, and you know, I don't like to learn things from fucking shorts. I don't like learning things from reels or shorts. I've heard like a phrase, like, don't learn things from TikTok. But I don't like to learn things from any of that
shit.
What
does that have to do with Starbucks being?
No. I was going to tell you. So I saw like a video saying that I saw this thing that Starbucks is low-key a bank. Are there like... They're like a couple steps away from being a bank.
Oh, because of their card system?
Because they're how they do that, and like how much money that's actually stored inside of that app. And then they can basically use that. And they can spend all that money and then just give it like back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they're like, giving it in a drink. So a product they already own.
So they basically have like an infinite source of like a loan basically from us. And we're like holding money in it. So, like, I mean, I don't try. I try not to.
You're talking about, like, every time you recharge your card and shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because that money's already given to them, so they use it
yeah.
and just.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
It's literally a bank.
Peep, they specifically.
You're basically depositing it, yeah, money in,
yeah.
in increments.
They specifically do not have an option for you to, like, just pay for the item specifically for
you
what it is.
You have to add it in increments, right?
You have
like
to add
10,
it in
15,
increments.
20, 25. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's, like, the most barbaric shit because it's, like, that's the most that's, like, the
but
easiest thing.
But it does secure
thing.
That extra yeah. load. And it actually definitely probably even encourages you to buy again because
mm-hmm.
you're, like,
you
I
have, an
have credit. Mm-hmm. You know
you have,
mean?
Like, a little extra $4 or some shit. Even if you only try to do – I try to only do 10 because I'm, like, I don't want
– I usually do 10 at a
yeah,
time. 15
$10,
at a time.
You know? So even when you – like, it's just that extra $4.81 that might even make you put another $10 on there because you need, like, 30 more cents. Like, it's
yeah, yeah.
fucked up. It's fucked
well,
up.
I've been like that where you need to add yeah. a whole 10 because my credit was just, like, 50 cents short
yeah.
some type shit.
It's fucked up, bro. So, yeah, I don't
it
know.
It is a good system. It's working.
I mean, it made me, like, just go, like, dang, like, because there is, like, a whole, there is a whole niche community of people that love coffee and, like, and
not, I wouldn't say niche.
I was
like, it's mostly it's
but
huge.
I'm
it's
talking
like
about like
yeah.
people
I think,
that
I think it's probably the most used drug.
People that go out of their way,
bro, like that shit.
I'm not gonna say to go out of their way, but people that discover, just those little mom pop coffee shops.
They don't always be searching, bro. They'll yeah. be hunting in the alleyways for a coffee shop.
There's
and it's suddenly the best
to
shit all
to,
time.
Like every Sunday in San Antonio, it was like a house that they converted into a cafe. Best fucking
yeah,
like expressive.
It's
ever,
always
bro.
The best
literally
shit ever.
So fire.
I just found one in downtown Phoenix. I'll
never
on my
really
day off
out here like that.
I mean, I'm right in downtown, so I will park my car somewhere in downtown, and then I'll get my skateboard and just skate to like however where I want to go. And then like, this is one spot that now or I mean that now or never place. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No,
bro, it's a cool little boutique, bro. It's a cool little boutique in downtown Phoenix for real. And bro, it's like right on Roosevelt, so right where like right where First Friday is and shit. But that whole building is like five different things. So like it's Now or Never, which is the boutique that has all this, like they have like Comme des Garçons and all these other brands. They actually have the Margiela boots there, which is
pretty cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Did they have those Future shoes I was looking for?
Nah, they have the Margiela boots that are like the lambskin fucking
Yeah, that's what I went into Mason Margiela for, bro. I didn't find nothing good.
Did they have the split-toe ones?
Yeah, it was all split-toe. It's crazy.
Oh, they had split toes. Yeah.
Okay, would you rock those?
Yes.
Maybe with a certain fit, sure.
I'd rock those with this fit. I'd bought this fit so
for
I can
me,
get
like,
Margiela's.
Okay, I would consider it as long as the fit was extremely, like almost, like, abstract. I don't know how to explain it.
Someone pull those
to,
up.
Like,
I've never seen those
split-toe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody pull those up real quick.
I mean...
Yeah, I would have to definitely orchestrate
this is a golden opportunity
that.
To...
No, yeah, I'm gonna throw it on the screen, but I need to see what it looks like.
Golden opportunity.
Before I see
oh,
what
the Mason Margiela.
Yeah, I'm not sure what those are. I mean, if I see them,
hey,
I probably
you
know.
They're
more
they
like
sent
a dress
though?
Shoe, though. Like,
you
know what I'm
they
like
are
a,
more of them.
Hey, you also those Adidas I sent you. I probably rock those.
What
the ones that you got pumped, the Mason Margiela ones.
They have Mason Margiela Adidas
up,
pump.
Let me see you real quick.
Yeah.
What
up,
the
bro.
Fuck,
dude? I sent a picture to you guys when I was in there.
Oh yes,
oh,
I did.
Shit.
Yes.
Did you see that, Chris?
Yes. So this is a more casual.
Oh, it's like a bowling shoe.
Okay,
this is
no,
a more...
I get that. I don't really. Okay, so those, I probably wouldn't go for. I'll show you which ones I would though.
Looks like a hoof.
Those right there.
So this is the ones that.
Okay. So
they
like,
have these there. They have
okay,
these.
Okay. Okay. But like, it has to be a really exceptional fit. Like it has to
absolutely.
Be really exceptional.
The fit would have to lead the shoe. The shoe can't lead the fit.
Yeah.
If anything, I would
think
say.
What I would wear it with would probably have to be like. At least like a black like fit, maybe like a different type of coat,
or maybe
like a drape, a coat that like drapes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes,
like,
yes.
But like, how would I say like
on some Count Dracula shit or something
nah,
like?
No, like the way I would do it is like, you know what I'm saying? You know that 3M jacket I have? That's like the
yes,
long
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, would you get? Is that like a trench? You
would say? I would say that's a
overcoat.
Nylon. It's a nylon. It's a nylon, almost like windbreaker.
Well, it's 3M, bro. It's a camo 3M, bro. That's why it's all reflective and shit. But like. I want like it would be like something like that, like maybe like a brown one or a black one, and it would be like an all black fit.
That'd be fire. I would wear those with a long coat as well. Because
yeah,
that'll. Cause those,
I just feel like
those
that kind of offsets like the.
Would you rock those, Ben?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. How you feel about those? But like, I'm
I saw
not...
them in person. They look pretty sick. I could make a fit for that.
Yeah, definitely. But my thing is like, let me see. Do they have different colorways?
Yes, the different colors are better.
So what?
That's the only one I've seen.
So they're basic. They're like Reeboks, just Mason Margiela out.
Mason Margiela, and they're like hella distressed, and they're like a little bit different and shit.
Screenshot those.
Okay, so let's speak about, now that we're seeing as we're talking about shoes, let's speak about the Louis Vuitton Air Force One.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The shit looks like ass. Going,
yeah, no.
The Louis Vuitton?
So, like, that's definitely, like, I like those because those are just, like, the shoes. I like thinking, like, okay, with those shoes, I could wear just regular blue jeans and a white tee, and that's just, like,
fire.
That's how you know, like, I like those. I like shoes that, like, you know, that are pretty versatile like that.
Yeah.
I'll be real. Like, I think those are a little too bulky for me. Like, high top, it's not really my vibe. Like, I do like a good high top.
You're wearing fat pants. Hey, you talk about bulky. What are you talking about, Chris?
What type of pants are those, bro?
These are this. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but it's like this designer, Willie Chavaria, and he makes. He's like a designer on Calvin Klein's team, and he made his own brand, and they have it at Now or Never. Okay. But I was telling Glenn that I would spend money on clothing that I think will, like, not so much as last forever, but more so, okay, I don't want to get older and be like, oh. So this is what I was explaining to Glenn. I was like, the dad swag comes from someone that was probably not really evolving their swag over time. So then when they got to that age of, like, not really appealing to that anymore, they didn't know what to jump into besides the dad swag, you feel me? So if you kind of get into it early and you start buying pieces that you know, like, okay, this is going, I'll look normal. Like, this is a mature outfit, you know what I mean? No one's going to be like, oh, like, it's not going to look like I'm not dressing for my age. And as a person that's kind of in it, like, that little world and shit, I think dressing with your age is a real thing. Like, dressing your age is
dressing
a real
within
thing.
Your age, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you can't, and that's why I stopped wearing graphic. I mean, I'm gonna be real, I just moved away from graphic tees because, I don't know, maybe I was just like, eh, this isn't gonna last me forever. Like, I'm not gonna, if I throw this on when I'm, like, you know, 30-something, I'm gonna feel weird because it's like a graphic tee from, like,
whatever. What if you really like the graphic, though? What if the graphic's something that, like...
Here and there, I got some, I got some pieces that I like. Oh, I like the graphic tee. I have the Supreme tee that I like, the box logo.
Yeah, like, because you like that since you were, like, younger.
Yeah.
So then you have it until you're older.
That's why I do appreciate the box logo. As much as I think Supreme is dead, I do appreciate the box logo. But we should save that.
Save that. Let's go to that Louis Vuitton.
Let's go to Louis Vuitton.
I want to see that.
All right. Every time I put my phone up, by the way, that means we're going to put a picture of the one I'm
about to
say.
Yeah, we're going to show everyone what we're doing.
Yeah,
I don't want anyone to think that I don't give a fuck. Okay. So Nike Air Force One Low Monogram Air Force One came out. Let's all just take a moment to just ponder on that and just really formulate your opinion.
I actually tried to participate in the raffle for those.
Money's money, bro.
Bro. So the thing is, it is impossible to even win the raffle, bro. Like,
why do you think so? I think it's because it's bots,
bro. Yeah. Well, bots is one of the biggest problems. But
what was it on?
Dude, it was some sort of raffle. I don't know. My boy Jay at work helped me with that.
So it's just an Air Force One with the off-white Air quotes.
The green and white ones, though.
Those
ones look like
and
a
just
lot more
the Louis
expensive.
Vuitton.
Does anyone else have a faint memory for some reason of seeing those shoes like in a Goodwill before? I don't know. It's just like a deja vu moment looking at those shoes. I just feel like I've seen those.
You're thinking
before.
Of all the custom shoes. Get some Air Force Ones that look just like this. Mm-hmm. Every custom Air Force One on planet Earth looks just like this.
I don't know. I just have a faint deja vu memory of seeing these shoes like years ago in a Goodwill just beat the fuck up.
I kind of feel what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
But I feel like it might be like some other knockoff Louis Vuitton shoes that were just sitting in a Goodwill fucking demolished.
I've seen a lot of those, though. You know what
right?
I mean?
There's a lot.
So, I don't know. I think, once again, you have to question how much people are getting paid because it's like, who would make that decision? Everyone has a negative stigma about that color fucking for an Air Force. I would say it's common sense because that's going to age not well. It's going to look like a beat up basketball by the time you're done wearing those shoes. Like, so
I feel like people buying those aren't wearing them things, though. It's bro, 50K.
I'm
that's
tired
a glass shoe.
Yeah, I don't know if I could wear those.
Crazy,
like, 50K
on the feet.
Hell no. Bro.
I would never.
I mean, I guess if you were like, would you? You probably have to be worth like $1 billion.
I'd have to be rich as hell, and I would wear it to like an event, like a red carpet event. So, like,
no. I feel like
where are you wearing those?
If you're worth like
red carpet event,
if you're worth like probably like $1 billion, $3 billion, I can see it.
I don't think you need to go to the millions.
You're just in millions.
Actually, no,
probably
like 500 million, yeah.
Those are just really
tacky. I don't even think you need to go to 500. You might be able to do like 10 million and get away with a $50,000 shoe.
Like 50. No, my bad. Yeah, no, 50,000, yeah.
You're it's a $50,000 shoe.
Tripping. Yeah, no, 50,000, yeah. You probably have to be like.
I mean, if you buy, if you have $1 million and you buy a $50,000 shoe, you're just irresponsible.
What were they retail? It's still, they were like 2K retail, right?
I didn't even know the retail. I didn't even know these came out.
I thought they were 2,000.
I've just recently been following it, but the kicker of the story is funny. So they sold for $55,000, and then the payment was canceled by StockX because they couldn't verify if the shoe was real or not. So StockX, clearly, I'm not going to put anything on the record. So I don't use StockX.
This is the thing, though. Like, how many did they make?
I buy shoes brand new, out the box.
Not a lot.
Like, because, like, how many did they make? Like,
it's got to be, like, very, very little. It's got to be, like, a under 10K.
Like, realistic. Okay, yeah.
It's got to be, like, an under 10K shoe. Check it, yeah. We got our people behind the camera.
Okay, that's the thing. Like, I don't really know too much about when, like, LV collabs with, like, Nike and makes a shoe. You know what I'm saying? So, like, say they only made like 12 of them. Like,
I mean, yeah, I think there'd be more than 50K, though. It had to be like 5 to 10K, maybe. It could be.
Yeah.
I think it was a couple grand.
Could be a couple grand.
Like, if it was like really rare, I would think like, oh, probably like 10X. Like, once the first sale, it'd be like 10X. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or like some shit like that.
Just some Virgil Abloh stuff. It's just some like, oh, Virgil made them and he put air on the side in quotes. Like, what? Those are tacky. Be real, bro. I don't want those in a glass box in my house. That would be tacky. That would be a tacky thing for me to do.
You're not a shoe collector, though. That's what the shoe collectors be on.
Bro,
they collect a whole bunch of shoes, and that just happens to
be
a grail.
Bro, we just got to be honest. Those are not, like, those are ugly-ass shoes, bro. Let's just be real.
I mean, I wouldn't wear them.
Not about wearing them. Even to look at those shits, it's not even really pleasing to look at those. I'm going to be real with you.
I don't know if it's not pleasing.
It's not necessarily aesthetically pleasing.
But I wouldn't. I don't really like Air Force Ones like on my feet at all.
I mean, either. I've moved on from that. I'm gonna be honest.
It's not about moving on. I just never. It's the most classic shoe of all time.
Yeah, nah. You're giving that shit too much credit, bro.
the Jordan Ones and Air Force Ones are the most classic shoe of all time.
Those are like, bro.
Making a movie about Jordans, by the way.
Oh yeah.
You're telling me. The most classic shoe of all time.
They just opened the first Jordan store like a week ago in like fucking Denmark or some shit. Like a random ass European.
You would think they'd be like Chicago. Here we go.
Yeah, like isn't that crazy? The Jordan store. It's like a Jordan, it has a little Jordan logo. I was like, it's such a good idea that it's like, why the fuck was that not a thing 5 years, like 10, 20 years ago?
I bet you it's going to be filled with bricks, but it's going to be filled with like the worst fucking Jordans of all time.
Jordan 6 bottom,
Jordan 4 midsole.
I almost bought the green Jordan 1s that are at Foot Locker. I almost bought those.
Which ones?
The green Jordan 1s that are at Foot Locker.
Well, which one of those?
This is when I was like 15. You know like those bullshit ass ones that be at Foot Locker from way back in the day? Like 20.
Like the mids?
And they were high tops. But it looks like a 1, but it's like a commercial 1. It's not an act. It's like a Team Jordan 1, basically.
It's probably one of the flights.
Yeah. Yes.
I remember those, bro. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But I was like 15, and then like something in me was just, even though this is a time in my life where I was super inspired, and I was trying to like you know, like
should have got them.
We were,
I'm not even gonna lie, bro. I had a pair of those when I had the all white ones when I was like 11 or like 10. Those bitches were fire. I used to hoop in them.
Ones or which ones were they? Were they ones? Or were they like fours or fives? I feel like a lot of flights were fours. I don't know why I see fours and fives as like most of the flights.
Oh, yeah. Nah, bro. Like these were all white ones, bro. Like they were like mid top too, high key, bro.
They had some flights that looked like sevens too.
Yeah, actually, yeah, sevens too. I don't know why I can't do sevens at all.
Sevens are weird, bro. I used to really like that silhouette when I was younger. I don't know. Now, not so much.
I'm a Jordan hater.
That Jordan, too.
I just picked up a fucking the pair of the white cement threes.
What are y'all favorite Jordans, though? Like, I'm curious.
I'm going to say the fours. I'm going to say I would only wear fours.
okay, so like I'm not too hip on like the colorways and whatnot, but I've always liked the sixes. The fours are dope. The ones, bro, like those are probably my all-time favorite. I think they're called like the old love ones. I'm not sure, but they're like the yellow and black ones. Those are fire. Mm-hmm. And then the fives, bro, the grape fives.
Mm-hmm.
Those are dope.
Grape fives are nice. You said fours, Chris?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought Frank Ocean wore like the fucking the red and like the red and like elephant print ones, the red, black, and the elephant print ones. But that one is dope, and the motocross blue ones or whatever that Sue used to have. Looking.
Yeah, the military. I think they were either military blue.
Yeah.
Glenn, which Jordan 4s did Sue have? Military blue. I think it was a military blue or the motorsport
blue.
Or motorsport fours.
Don't disrespect. Don't never say motorsport, bro. Military fours.
Military fours. Military fours. Classic. Most legit.
Okay.
So Glenn's opinion is the military fours.
So Glenn, can you come on the couch really quick and can you like put that in concrete? Can you go on the mic and put that in concrete so everyone knows exactly what that is? This is the exact Jordan that Sue had.
Military fours. Military force, bro. Balls, I'm on my knees. But military force, bro. Best shoe ever made, bro. Look it up.
Big facts. You're
military force. Military force.
I remember Rocky, ASAP Rocky wore those for like a specific. I forgot what music. That shit was fire though. I think it was Long Live ASAP.
He said, "Let me fact check it."
Okay. Oh, speaking of shoes that ASAP Rocky wore, okay. So I'm not gonna lie.
Like, I think he was wearing the wings too, the Jeremy Scott wings.
I always thought the bones were a lot better than the wings.
Nah, oh, of course.
The bones are cool, but bro, something about the wings, bro.
The wings
I love the wings.
Adidas? I don't know.
Adidas wings.
God damn Adidas.
He made like these panda shoes.
Yeah, I've seen the panda ones. I don't know if I feel about the panda. The bones ones are fire.
The bones
and the wings are the only two ones
definitely, bro.
That I'm like, damn.
I want a pair of white, like the white wings.
Yeah, the white wings are. I can only ever find the black wings.
I'm down. Like, with the I only black ever ones seen them. Too. I'm not even gonna hold you, bro.
It's actually funny. Speaking of Jeremy Scott, he just stepped down from a Moschino, like last week. So he was the creative director of Moschino for the longest time ever since. So he basically went from Adidas to Moschino. Like he did his Adidas thing, and they were like, "Oh, come be our creative director," and that's what he's been doing for the whole time. And he just stepped down like a week ago. But those were cool shoes. The bones were, I don't even know the official name of those, but the wings were just kind of readily available. You could just go to Foot Locker, not even Foot Locker, fucking Shoe Palace.
Oh, you couldn't go to Foot Locker.
Shoe Palace always had that shit, bro.
No, they had the gold wings.
They had the gold wings.
No,
yes.
But those are not the white wings.
Those are trash.
The white wings are really hard to get.
The white ones, bro.
I know, okay. The white ones.
The white wings are the only real one.
I would rock a pair of the black ones, though. Like, I'm not going to lie.
I will say, I think certain colorways of shoes ruin the entire shoe. Let's just say, I'm going to be real. Like, if they come out with like an all platinum, it just ruins the whole shoe.
Like all chrome out shoe or whatever.
Well, that is definitely breaking a rule. That's a taboo. Don't do that, like, please.
Like the gold wing shoes you're talking about.
But not even just that. Kind of like the Dunks. There's so many different colorways that some of them ruin the shoe. So it's like,
which one ruins a shoe?
Okay, but like there was these. I think they were called the Chinese New Year Air or the Jordan ones, and like those were all like kind of like silver, and I like those.
I don't know if
black and white
those
ones ruin the shoe.
I mean,
black and white ones ruin the shoe.
No, wait, my bad. These were the Tokyos. I think that's what they were called, the Tokyos. Hold up. I'll look them up, bro.
It's a cruel world we live in. It's a cruel world we live in, bro, with these damn Panda Dunks.
The Panda Dunk, I mean, there is too many of them, but Nike just keeps fucking restocking them.
There's
things.
Too many Panda Dunks.
They that just keep restocking them. That's what, because there is so many nice Dunks that exist that the Panda Dunks really ruin Dunks as a whole. Because there's a lot of Dunks that are like rare as hell.
So I guess the question is,
like the MF Doom Dunks. Crazy.
Should we not give a fuck about what shoes we wear? I don't think so at all. I think that the reason why the prices of shoes have gone up is because society.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, like these right here. I know, like. So like I was kind of fucking with these. I ain't gonna hold you.
those are okay.
I'm not saying like I was gonna wear those on some like fucking everyday type shit, but like I had a fit for that, bro. That shit.
So it's just I don't know. It's just funny. I think the reason why the price of shoes has gone up is because people have been willing to spend more money on what they put on their feet in the last like 8 or so years.
Nah, that's
they really care about what's on their feet. That's why.
Yeah. But.
Hey,
I
mean, if they want to put their money towards shoes, fuck it, I guess.
I don't mind at all. If anything, I would implore people, or I would just and really invite them to really just broaden their horizons a little bit. And I mean directly buy a pair of Rick Owens. Just do that. Just do that. And you'll be okay. You won't ever need another pair of shoes again, except for another pair of Rick Owens. And
really, though?
Yes.
Probably, I don't know.
I don't know about that one.
Yes. Is this the thing?
I don't
know
if I'm down with that, Chris.
Yes.
There's too many Jordans that are nice as fuck.
I gotta ask you this. Do you think that you could wear Rick Owens with everything?
Yes. I have. Yes. I bought my second pair of Ricks the other day.
Can you play basketball in Ricks?
No.
Okay, so like
no. I wouldn't, because they're really like, I don't know. It's not even that it's really like that. It's just all that movement. They're not really meant for that. This is a casual like lifestyle shoe, you know? Yeah, I would just invite people to just like broaden their horizons a little bit. I'm trying to think of other notable shoe brands. I really can't think of anything because I really wouldn't buy
New Balance.
No, I wouldn't buy
shoes. New Balance.
I actually saw that like, bro, a lot of the New Balances, the prices went up.
What do you guys think of the New Balance fucking Jordan 4 replica?
Which one is that?
It's like a New Balance that, I mean, it's the one that's kind of popping. I don't know anything about New Balance besides, I mean, I have a pair, but.
You only know the 574s.
But what about the ones that look like borderline dunks? And they have the end right here.
Oh, 550s.
Yeah.
New Balance 550s. Like the Ama De Leon or whatever they're called. I forgot what they're called. But no, they're cool. I mean, they're just their Air Force One. They cost less than their.
I saw more of a Jordan 4 aesthetic in that one.
It's basically the Air Force One. It's like the same feel. It's actually more comfortable, I think.
I'm not really too big of a fan.
It's whatever, I think. The collab is the only thing that made it cool, but I don't like 550s. I like 999s, 990s.
That's the thing. Like,
there's a lot.
There's a
lot.
Shit, bro. Shoe game is crazy, though, for real. Like, that's why, like,
I mean, speaking
there's
of
so many different, like, variations of, like, every shoe. It's fucking crazy, bro.
And over years, every year, there's, like, seven more, like, crazy-ass shoes that come
out. For me, like, bro, put it this way. Like, I know, like, you guys pretty much keep up on, like, a lot of that stuff. For me, it's like, bro, like, I just see what I like, and I just kind of take note. And I'm like, oh, like, those are dope. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the rigs, bro, I always liked those. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to cop a pair. You know
okay,
saying?
So like, speaking of, like
my bad. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, speaking of shoes.
Yeah.
You can finish.
Are you okay? Okay.
More shoes.
So, for instance, like the Dior's, bro. Like, what makes
I
you?
I mean, it's
those?
A Converse silhouette.
Huh?
Does it not look like a Converse?
No, no.
I mean,
it is
Ricks. It looks like it's Ricks.
No. Well, this is the thing. Like, the difference between the Ricks and those is like, I get that's like the exact same silhouette. The like for instance, like the shape and.
The shape of the toe box is exactly the same, and the midsole looks
I would
similar.
Say, but it's exaggerated. It's exaggerated.
Yeah, there you go.
It's definitely.
It looks more like a clown shoe.
One thing that I do like is like. No, it definitely does.
It does.
Like
you I didn't even catch that.
It does.
It's like, yeah.
No, oh my gosh. No, it does not.
It's a
lifestyle shoe.
The reason why I bought the shoes.
It doesn't mean it's bad.
Like me personally, the reason why I bought the shoes was because. I thought they were like the Converse, but a lot more dramatic. So I was like, all right, cool. Like,
no,
they
definitely
like
is
that.
Accentuated,
like, yeah,
bro.
It's
like, they have way nicer
thing.
Materials, leather.
Yeah, bro. And like, but I like the Dior's too, because they have the, you know, like the pattern underneath. And it's also like, I like the translucent.
It's like some weird fabric.
Yeah,
and it's
you know
translucent.
What I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's just translucent. It's like, you know,
kinda
it's different.
Hair. Yeah.
It's
definitely.
I feel like that's where the markup. So like for that, the markup is the way it looks like more like dramatic. For that, I feel like the markup is, you know, the fact that it's the print underneath, like the translucent material.
It's
whatever
the print, it's the materials, it is the build quality. I mean, it's a better built shoe.
No, for sure.
I have CDG Converse, bro, and these feel way better.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like.
Like my CDG
like
Converse,
the CDG
they're just
Converse,
normal Converse.
Bro,
they just have print on it. That's all.
I like
really
those. It's funny you just brought those up. I remember I had a pair
these
of the
feel
high
better.
Ones. Dope.
So in addition to shoes, I wanted to speak on a I don't even know what they call it in war when like things progress, but it's just a progression in the battle of Bape versus Nike. In my opinion, this is a progression. This is, seems to be a direct response to Bape versus Nike, where Bape has come out in recent days, the all black Bape stuff.
So like,
and they're calling it the monochromatic Bapesta instead of like the all black because it's one color. The bottom of it looks fucking fire. I like that. Like, I
look sick. Yeah.
Like they went crazy on that. I don't like this shoe. I don't like the black Air Force. I think it's racist at this point. Like,
racist.
Like, like I just think it's racist at this point. Like, I'm done with the black Air Force
shit.
You gotta
drive an Altima to own a pair or what?
Hey, that just reminds me of Glenn.
Glenn, you got an Altima?
He did.
Yeah, did. Damn, that makes sense.
We're gonna have to cut that out. We're gonna have to cut that out.
You only got those after you became a dad.
No, you're gonna have to cut it out.
Now we all gotta do it. Now we all gotta do it.
Now we all gotta do it.
Good Rick's on. Everybody put their shoes up. Everybody put their shoes up.
You put the black ones away in the closet.
Everyone, they're up in the closet, bro.
The closet got a layer of dust on them.
So what do you guys think about?
He said, "For another night, for another night."
Do you guys think that the black, all black leather Air Force? Well, all black leather Bapesta, is that a direct response to Nike?
Like,
yeah, because that's, like, that's one of the most common, other than the all white, right?
Yeah, and not only that, I feel like the fact that it does, I feel like Nike probably is aware that that shoe has an entire like meme behind it, basically.
You know, do you think it's Bape basically saying we're gonna take your shit? They're just saying in a very aggressive way, we're gonna take your shit. Like, or we took your shit.
No, okay, yeah, bro, I feel like that is a direct message of, you know what I'm saying. And I feel like
it sounds like a
but like I mean, like, I mean, like on some black Air Force activity, like they're physically on black Air Force activity, which is why they came out with the black Air Force.
Do you think Nike knows about black Air Force activity?
Yeah, I think
yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So, like, bro, yeah, no, definitely. That's
their social,
shots,
you know, what's crazy about that meme? You know what's crazy about that meme?
Bape throwing shots, I feel like.
Yeah, it might be,
I think a lot of
that. In the middle of that lawsuit still.
Yeah, you feel me? They're going crazy.
I think a lot of that meme lies in truth. I think that's one of the rare memes that's, like, low-key true as fuck. And, like, I'm going to be real. I was a white Air Force kind of guy. If not, I'd buy, like, a kind of, like, an off pair of Air Forces. Like, I remember my favorite ones. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
My bad. My favorite Air Force was the ones I've ever bought was they had like a 3M swoosh and it was gray and it was dope. And it was like 3M on the back, little tag thingy. So that was cool. But black Air Force was always an issue to me. I never really wanted to be. So
is that one of those colorways that ruined the shoe for you?
No, imagine
like you
yes.
knew early on.
Same thing.
Bro, in Arizona, you would see someone with black Air Forces, there's a lot of sand in Arizona, right? A lot of sand. That shit would have, it would be like brown because the sand got caught in the little creases and shit.
I had black Air Forces. You remember? I had black Air Forces. I had black Air Forces before like the whole thing was happening. I had black mid Air Forces with the strap.
Yeah. Crazy times. Crazy times. I don't know.
Were you self-aware of the people you were aligning yourself with?
That was before that, though. That was before the time.
Remember, bro, we were running to each other. Bro, we both be wearing Forces, bro. The high top Johns. Remember that shit? Bro, that's funny.
The white ones?
Yeah, the white ones. The white ones. Then you would always pull up. Yeah.
And we both had the strap undone, I think.
Hey, you have to have the strap undone, dude.
Bro, we had cold fits going, though, with that bitches, bro. We going crazy, bro. That was funny as hell. We were young as fuck, too. Bro, Air Force has been the shit, though. Like, bro, I had these, like, I think they were, like, these, like, I want to say they're, like, these USA ones, bro. I forgot what it was, like. But yeah, bro, those were cold. Those were crazy. I used to wear it with like a bunch of True Religion shit. You know what I'm saying?
Remember the Olympic ones?
I had those.
Yeah, I know. Then your stepdad gave them to you.
Nah, it's because I used to like, when we were in say, junior year, I wanted to start wearing Jordans, but I never bought them. I never had my mom buy me. I just would ask her for Vans and shit. And then I just was like, oh, everybody wearing Jordans. Let me just hop on some Jordan shit. And I think my stepbrother had like the purple ones with like, it was like a purple highlight on like an all white Jordan with like the little purple everywhere. I think it was like the grapes or whatever. I don't know. They could have been
ones or what were they?
They're like
fives.
The fives. Remember that? Remember like the Bordeaux ones, the black and gray ones with the little orange, yellow, and green? Yeah. That one, but it was white and it had purple. Mm. So that was like my first pair of Jordans I ever wore in my life. And they weren't even mine or my stepbrother's. And then
you thought you were cold that day.
Most deaf. Most def. First pair of Nikes I ever bought my own money was the fucking Air Tech Challenges, Kumquat ones.
Yeah, awesome. Air Tech 2s.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you gave them to me and then you took them back.
I literally bought those shoes and then just was like, I don't like wearing bulky ass shoes like this. And I just immediately bought a pair of skate highs and never wore them again.
Those are sick, dude. The Air Tech 2s are cool ass shoes. I think they're pretty cool. I think they're cool.
Bro, it's funny. The first pair that I had of Nikes were like, I had Air Force Ones, then I had Dunks, bro. Comfortable as fuck.
Bro, in high school, Dunks cost nothing, bro.
Yeah,
and
I
no
that.
One was buying
I
Dunks.
That shit, bro. Like,
the honestly, only one I knew buying or wearing Dunks is Abe. Abe's been wearing like wild Dunks for like years.
I feel like
Dunks got their own cult following, though.
Yeah, they had their cult following, but they weren't like expensive.
Bro,
I want to get your shit for under 100.
They had like the Statue of Liberty Dunks, I think they were called, or like What the Dunks. They had
What the Dunks.
Bro, I remember, what's it called? My cousin had a pair of the Neapolitan ones.
Mm-hmm.
He let me rock them, bro. Like,
the Neapolitan
I was like 12, bro. I was like 12 years old.
I didn't get my first Jordan until after high school. I got the Royal Blue ones. Because
I remember
they're too expensive.
I remember the blue ones you had.
I still have them. I just don't wear them too often.
No one talks about how
those fours you have, bro. I think
I still have fours too. And I got threes.
Which one are those?
I have off-white fours, and then I have Jordan 3 Alma Meniere.
Nice.
Jordan
3s. Yeah, those are like does it have like the mocha color?
Yeah, it's like a mocha color.
Did you see that Kevin got the
That's nice. I like that.
He got the Alma Meniere fours.
My boy was telling me that they're like really uncomfortable to wear like that quilted leather insole and shit.
It's not too bad. I don't think it's bad. I mean, the three is the most comfortable Jordan ever wore.
I gotta see those.
Comfortable.
True.
Compared to the one,
you guys ever seen the pair of like the flip threes?
The flip threes.
Nah.
So it's like the elephant print. There's like there's like a lot of like elephant print on it.
Oh, it's like flipped threes. Yeah. So the elephant print's outside of where the normal is.
Bro,
I think.
Those are like probably my favorite pair I had. Those are dope, bro. I just like those a lot.
Speaking of the worst Air Force Ones, the Supreme Air Force Ones got to be the worst Air Force One.
Honestly,
my brother got those.
Damn, I'm shitty, bro.
Because I was just like, bro, it just didn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense to buy the Supreme one for more money when the logo is
like, bro, it's fucking.
The logo is a pinch.
He's got all white ones.
They're like a pinch big. The logo is like in the corner.
It's tiny. You just
so we can agree,
Mark,
that Supreme is dead just based off of an example like that. So Supreme is dead, and let's just formally introduce this topic. Let's just formally introduce it. So high snobiety or snobite, it's like society, but with the word snob.
Yeah, yeah.
They said on a record on their Instagram, they said that Supreme is dead. In my personal opinion, yes.
Are there any Supreme pieces that you guys think you would still rock?
Box logos.
Any box logo.
Any
I box think.
Like, bro, I'm not gonna lie, Nick bought me a rhinestone logo.
That's gas.
Yeah, I was like, fuck.
Isn't that Swarovski crystal?
Yeah, isn't that
the
crystal one?
Yeah.
That's Swarovski. That's a
like,
good collab.
I still haven't worn that bitch yet, but like, bro, Nick bought me that shit for Christmas because I bought him some cold ass shit.
That's dope.
Bro, it's white. We're red. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's the original.
Yeah.
I wear that on a special night out. That's a nice one.
Hey, real spill. Hey, shout out to my brother Nick. You already know how we get down, bro. Much love.
Yeah. So that's the Swarovski crystal collab. That's a really dope ass collab to have your hands on. Supreme does have undercover, because like if you go on their website, they make like the jeans, the jackets, the button down. So they make aside. I think the graphic tees is what ruined it, because they just overdid it. Like it's like a new drop every Thursday, every other Thursday. It's just at this point, you wouldn't know real to fake Supreme. Like you could easily fake Supreme just because there's so much. Different types of Supreme shirts out there that you could just wear a shirt that says Supreme on it in like a probably like a kind of like a fancy font that's like maybe like a varsity or some shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, not
and
true.
Then people would probably run with it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I would say Supreme is dead, is because they lost their there's too much of it,
too much saturation.
But like for instance, like the box logo though, you could tell when the bitches is fake, no?
Some of them, because some of them are they're getting crazy, bro.
What the fuck? That's crazy, bro.
But there's no point anymore because the price of a box logo isn't going up. It's staying at the exact same price.
Those types of box logos are going up though, like that collab.
Yes, that collab because it's Swarovski crystal.
Very specific box logos are going up in price. They have to be like special, like the Murakami one is ridiculously overpriced. That one's fire, though. The Americano box logo is crazy.
The one I have is the paisley one. It's like the navy blue paisley.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a bandana.
Oh, yeah. That one's cool. I like that one, yeah. They have, like, the color. I think they have, like, every color, too.
Hmm. I go on their website sometimes because they have some pretty nice prices for really everything. If you can just get it before the bots get to it, it's a pretty good price.
You have to be there on drop, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want a box logo, you're going to be there the day of, or you're not getting it. Mm-hmm.
I don't follow their shit anymore to even figure out when and where, but I wouldn't mind going to a store.
I think I wouldn't say Supreme is dead because there is some Supreme I would still wear.
There's still people going to go out for those collabs, bro.
Yeah, if the collab is good.
It doesn't mean style anymore. It doesn't mean you know anything anymore.
It doesn't mean you have to know anything. I'm just saying, it's just cool.
People still buy the clothing, though.
I don't know. Back in the day, I used to think, like, you know, when someone, like, has some shit that you never heard of before, you kind of discover from it. But Supreme has lost that discovery. Just lost that feeling of discovery.
It's old at this point. It is. You're waiting for the next thing to be like a discovery.
Not waiting for the next thing.
No, not next thing, but the next brand that pushes you to be like, this is the future of clothes type of thing. Because Supreme at one point was the...
It was the future of clothes.
It was the future of clothes.
And that's what happened.
And which is what started all this in general.
But the thing is, it wasn't necessarily the future because it's been out since like 1997.
So
it's been out for a long ass time.
But it hit its popularity like right then and there when we were looking at it.
So it's pretty interesting how that works. But I would say Diamond Supply was the future of clothing. Because Diamond Supply
got around for like 3 years.
I think that was that's so true. I think they were a fad.
In retrospect, it was just about 3 or 4 years.
The Hundreds is way cooler.
Yeah.
Than Diamond Supply
was a cooler brand. Yeah,
we're not giving them credit though. Fairfax was a thing way before we discovered it, so it's like,
yeah. But I'm just saying, at this point, I don't know. I never mind.
It's cool though. There's a lot of things in this world that have changed over time. It was cool to see shit, and it's like, now that I think of it, like the first discovery days, you know what I mean, of people discovering it. So before it became, like, before the corporations knew that they can make money off of just the desire of us, like people, it was something that you kind of discovered through some other thing, and then like, you know,
definitely,
you know,
felt like a more natural discovery of
it.
Okay, because this is the thing. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I like that. Because one thing I'm thinking about, one fad I used to like, bro, was like back in the early 2000s. When motherfuckers used to like rock, like big ass rims on their car, like oversized tees.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I always thought that shit was dope.
Like Houston. Like,
remember
Houston shit.
Yeah. Always wearing the shirts.
Which one?
The shirt or the dresses.
Oh, yeah, the dresses.
And I'm not saying that I'll rock that today, but bro, like at like 10 years old, I was like, I'm fucking with this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, like, I don't know. It's just crazy how, you know, stuff does change over time. I feel like the internet was a big part of that. You know what I'm saying?
Can I tell you guys the song that, like, kind of gave me the idea to, like, kind of give a fuck, I guess, about, like, clothing and just under, like, even seeing their... And this isn't even, like, an early song. It was Air Force Ones by, like, Nelly and, like, that other people.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't know why. Like,
hell yeah. No,
that was
definitely
the first song. I was like, oh, so, like, if I get a pair of these, like, people shouldn't step, like, I get it, like, I kind of get it now. Before, I never really got it, I just went with it because it was always around, you know, like the MTVs and MTV Cribs and like the Lil Wayne's and all that shit was just around, so it was just in it. But that song was like the first song that I was like, oh, like, this is what fashion, like, not fashion is, but like, you know,
this is what's in right now.
Yeah. It was like Nas. I remember, like, he's like talking about, like, okay, it was this song called like Street Dreams. I think it was like on his, like, I think it was on It Was Written. He was talking about like rocking like all this like crazy shit and like driving crazy cars. I'm like, damn, bro. It all kind of like meshes together. Like, fashion for me is like just kind of the way you carry yourself.
I feel like
I agree.
Hey, y'all remember that song, the one that was like Beamer, Benz, and Bentley?
Yo, that shit was crazy.
I swear,
yo,
it made me want a Beamer. So
yeah,
bad,
and how
bro.
Many did you cop since then, bro?
It was crazy. Yeah.
Like, how many did you cop since then,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, right.
Fucking Joey, bro.
I can't care.
Fucking Joey, bro. Hey, yeah, you already know we about to do the car videos. We got all that shit going on as well. Just you know what I'm saying?
Little,
yeah,
little car content.
Hey, make sure y'all stay tuned for that, bro. We got a lot of shit going on. Kawaii boys.
Car content cooking.
Yeah.
We got some shit in the works.
Smooth.
But you know what will be smooth is the shit we got.
Yeah.
Coming
We're
out.
Good. So.
Yeah. What are we at, Saul?
Right around. What are we on the recording, Jordan?
Okay, so we're
at
45.
Yeah.
I think this would be
Is that with cuts?
like 45, 43, 42.
Minus cuts.
Yeah, because there's gonna be a solid amount.
Yeah, have a solid
on my phone
amount,
died. We can't even do the topics.
Well, I think it would be a all good time to transition into our 6-9 debate.
Yeah, I was about to exactly.
Oh,
yeah. Okay,
oh my
bro.
God!
Last,
I forgot about
last
that.
Little thing. One more
let's
thing.
Talk about this. Okay, first,
Chris,
I just
how do you feel
clarify.
About that?
Did
you
everybody
think, Chris,
won? Did
I just want to know, Chris,
the
before,
video of him getting
before we even start,
up, bro.
Chris, you saw it?
No.
What? Yeah, Chris, how do you feel about it, bro?
I honestly
you think
don't.
He deserved it?
I didn't even really, like, look into it. I just heard
did
about it.
Did you watch the video?
Did you watch the video?
I seen, like, a little preview of it or whatever. Like, you know, like, someone's just seeing, like, a screenshot. All right. I mean, I'm not really tripping. I didn't want to watch it. It was very weird.
I think that shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't because I think there's a lot of trickery that goes along. So, if you ask me, like, it's all kind of bullshit. But I don't even... I mean,
I think that's fucked up, bro. You can't even go to the Planet Fitness and work out, bro, in peace.
No, you can't. You can't do that.
He was at LA Fitness. LA Fitness.
Was it LA Fitness?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No shade to Planet Fitness.
That's crazy.
That shit was weird.
He might have been safe if he was in a Planet Fitness.
He might have, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what did they say? No lunks? They would have knocked them boys.
As soon as someone started screaming, they would have kicked somebody out.
I don't know. All right,
so.
I don't like phones.
I guess they got arrested
look
a
at
day
those
ago
mugs.
Or so. These are the mugshots right here.
This is the guys that beat him up?
Yeah. So one of them's like 43. Yeah. So one of them's 43 years old.
Not a single one of those fools is black.
The Planet Fitness.
Who said they were black?
Yeah.
I thought they were black.
Hold on. No, time out. So one of them's 43, the other one's 23, and the other one's like 25 years old. You know what I'm saying? Bro, that's pretty crazy. Like, you got this 43-year-old dude. Like,
I'm on no one's side.
To a gym. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking like.
That fit was kind of a crime though.
Huh?
That fit was kind of a crime. That's not a good workout fit.
Oh yeah, he was wearing a puffer.
Bro, he's wearing a puffer jacket. Yeah.
Puffer Moncler jacket.
So it was another video from an angle, and a girl was recording him in the LA Fitness, and this dude was on the Stairmaster with booty shorts and a Moncler puffer.
Yeah, what the fuck? That's just crazy.
I don't know. Bro, be on bullshit. He'd be on bullshit.
This is my thing.
Unless he was trying to sweat it out, maybe, I guess.
No, this is what I was getting to though. All right, look, like the ages, right? One dude was 43 years old. The other one was like 23. The other dude was like 25, right? Bro, it got to the point where like, okay, these mugshots came out. These dudes get arrested. The 43-year-old's fucking wife or girlfriend did a GoFundMe. The GoFundMe is saying, like, oh, like, he did something based off... She ain't gonna say too much, but he did something based off of what he believed in. But, like, bro, if you watch the video, he's like, oh, like, you're a snitch. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, he's saying, like, you're a rat, all this shit. And, like, in reality, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you're 43 years old. Like, what is you really doing? You know what I'm saying?
I definitely...
And, like, I think, bro... And the thing is, he was like, "Oh, I'm trying to be in the video." He's like, "I'm trying to be famous." Right? He may have been sarcastic, whatever. Right? And then like, bro, why is it that the wife says like, "Oh,
he wasn't doing it
for clout. He wasn't doing it for clout. Why?" You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
bro, like that's just like a weird situation. Like, why put yourself in that situation? Is what I'm saying. That's
even
it. Like,
even disagreeing. I'm not gonna say like disagreeing with Tekashi's situation. And this is me entertaining it for the most part. It's kind of the common sense route is to just like understand like that him being a snitch. Like if you tried to condemn him for being a snitch, like, yeah, like you're going about it. Like you're already kind of wrong because you're not the justice. You're not the gavel. So it's like,
yeah, it's like, bro,
you're
if
already
it didn't
wrong.
Directly affect that person. I don't think it was any like,
yeah,
it's like, bro, like I get it. Like these people probably live by the strict code, but now your wife is doing a GoFundMe. So you know what I'm saying? Like, how did that really work out in the long run?
Yeah, in the long
run.
That's
just my perspective though. You know what I'm saying? I may be wrong.
Doesn't seem like it'd be worth it.
Yeah. For me, like, you know, rationally, I'm just saying like rationally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's just rational thinking, but who am I to say?
So that shit was weird.
They were all pumped up, bro. They had some fucking bangers playing in the LA Fitness.
Yeah.
They got all
bro,
they
took
hyped.
His
they
Lambo,
said, let's get
hey, this is the funniest shit, though. They took his Lambo key and his shoes. Like, bro, you're not stealing the Lambo. Like, they obviously left it there. So what was the whole point? Like,
they took his key?
Phone. They took his phone, too. Yeah. They took his key, his shoes, and his phone.
They took the tracking device. The one thing that could get him caught up.
Yeah, right.
The phone.
Genius, bro. They're genius.
It's very interesting. I can't believe. I was thinking the other day. I literally saw this video today about it was like this dude. He basically got tased by a cop, and he gets hit by it, and then he like goes stiff, and but he's pretending to go stiff because when the cop pulls up on him, because the cop realizes that he's stiff, he's like, oh yeah, yeah, and he's like pulling up. The dude like snaps out of the stiffness and grabs the cords of the taser and just pulls the shit out of his hand, and then he basically like beats the hell out of the cop, like punches the shit out of him, and then he dips out, and then it just made me think, because there's people in the video and they're all recording, and I'm just like, damn. Everything's on video, like everything. At this point, it's inevitable. Like, there's so much video of just everything.
Like, you can't do nothing without someone being like, "Yo,
such a weird
and bro. Another thing too is like, man, like, God forbid you get into an altercation like that in public, and people
you know
like,
where that comes from, right? That's from World Star, bro. That's World Star era, bro. Definitely. That popularized wanting to pull your fucking phone out and record some shit and then start yelling.
People used to literally
that was the thing to do. You see some shit pop off.
I get it. I get it.
Not even for specifically us, listeners, not even.
Yeah, I get that. 100%.
Yeah, that's true.
It is pretty crazy though, because there's just video, and it's funny. There's this movie with Emma Watson. Where this is like after her Harry Potter days, where she's the main character, and the whole thing is there's new technology comes out and everyone fucks with it. It's basically like a phone, but instead of the phone being in your pocket, it's like a small drone that follows you around, and then it goes like to a slippery slope of them realizing that if everyone has this small thing, everything's recorded, and then it's her trying to escape the technology at this point, because first she was like an ambassador for it, she was the one promoting it, and then she realizes that everything's on video now, and like you sleeping, everything's on video. She's trying to run away.
So there's just like no privacy.
So that's just what I'm just like, we've kind of moved into that society at this point. Like, there is no privacy, but I guess if you go outside and some altercation happens, it is kind of your choice for the most part, but nonetheless, like, there's no privacy in society unless you're at home, basically. And even when you're at home, the capabilities of your cell phone is ridiculous at this point. So
cell phones are all powerful, bro.
Fuck all of that. That's why I don't charge my phone. I don't charge that shit.
Right.
Fuck that shit.
Right. You're always on that shit.
What happened?
You were attached to that phone, bro. Yeah. Like, it's a part of you.
Fuck it. I am going to order some DoorDash after this. That's definitely what I'm about to do.
And you have Jordan order the fucking... Never mind.
The corporation's got such a big grab on you, Chris.
Nothing's open at 10, 11 o'clock at night.
They got a chokehold on you, Chris.
It's either that or Federico's. And Federico's and then driving 15 minutes.
I feel that, though. Paying for the convenience to just get that food delivered to you.
I'm just gonna
have to leave.
Bro, the only shitty part about my current scenario
is so convenient.
I'm too weak to that too.
My last apartment,
especially after a long ass day of work. Oh my god. Go ahead,
bro. My last apartment, they used to bring that shit right to my door, and that was it. Just brought it right to my door. But my new apartment, it's cool. I don't give a fuck. But like, so I'm grateful for my new apartment. But they literally, there's no way to get into my apartment at all without having a key fob. I basically have to go downstairs like every time and just like wait for them to like pull up.
But it's better than driving to the spot, having to grab your food and wait in line and all that extra
wait
shit.
In line,
I mean,
drive back.
Especially like, bro, like,
I mean, it ain't that bad. What the fuck?
No, I'm definitely trying to get off the DoorDash.
I've never ordered DoorDash. I don't see a purpose in it.
For me, it's like, bro, it's most convenient at work when I'm on break and I want to stay there, like, and do my shit. Or
work on break, I get that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Or if I just got home and after a long ass fucking,
my
if
thing
I
is
OT
like
that week, I'm fucking definitely ordering some food.
My thing is with that going home from work, like, I'm already driving home.
Nah,
I might as well drive to pick the food up.
I have a weird eating schedule though, so I'll like, fuck, bro, I don't even want to talk about it.
No, I get you, I get you.
Yeah, I'm definitely finna hit that though, because Denny's. If I do it now, by the time I get home, the person will probably have picked it up.
Why don't you just stop by Denny's? Like, you should just fucking.
Cause it's the same price. It's the same price.
You just do Denny's to pick up or something.
It's the same price.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes, it's the same price. If not, like, maybe $1
cheaper.
Pay
for the subscription?
I just recently canceled it, but it's still going. But I think all you have to do is just spend a certain amount of money, and then they'll do it.
That's how you know he's locked in. He pays for the subscription.
Yeah. You're on auto-renewal.
I was tweaking for like a cool year just now when I was living out there. I was tweaking.
I know Desmond got that fucking.
Bro, he's a DoorDash monster, bro.
This man
DoorDash
never,
monster.
I don't think Desmond's ever bought groceries in his life.
Bro, I've been really moving towards only eating fruit, you guys. I really want to do like a smoothie bit. That'd be dope.
Only eating fruit? Weren't you? Okay, I remember back in the day you were talking about like how Steve Jobs only ate fruit and how it wasn't like good for him.
And he died.
Yeah, bro.
Well, I think him dying of that is like a conspiracy because... Because, bro, we're talking about the person
okay,
that created
go
that.
There. Never mind.
Okay, but let's just put this on the table. I think we're talking about the person that created the iPhone, bro. Like, he created the iPhone. You're not going to take advice from the guy that created the iPhone. Come on.
I mean, if it's
Come
not
on.
Good health advice, probably.
But you
not.
Never know. At this point, it's like
maybe
he obviously.
About an iPhone know, or maybe about technology, but not about health.
I can definitely yeah, tell you. Saying. I can tell you why fruit is really good for
he
you.
He was smart. Like, he's.
But
yeah,
come
no,
on.
Yeah, go ahead, eat your fruit.
I'm taking
I'm not telling
whatever.
You not
so,
to.
But, okay, so in a more like, in a more scientific way, I can definitely break it down for you. Fruit, as much as it is a food, it's also like a
okay.
water. It's
yeah,
a water.
Yeah. No, definitely.
So
definitely.
When you eat fruit, it simultaneously
bro, fruit
feeds
is the
you.
Shit, bro.
It,
and hydrates
bro,
you.
We're not arguing. So I'm not arguing with you. Anything,
yeah, of
so.
Course.
It's so
like,
it's just
it's
like
the best, bro.
It's just
like,
so fruit simultaneously fills you up and hydrates you. So the reason why we're human beings are like supposed to eat fruit like specifically and not even water because water has acid in it, which is why we bathe. And you don't give babies water, by the way. Like when the baby's born, you don't give them water. If you
yeah,
guys
no,
know.
Definitely, I know that. I know
so
that.
So, the reason why is because and the reason why animals drink water and we're not supposed to drink water. I'm not gonna say we're not supposed to, but the reason why animals drink water by nature is because animals are they're on all fours, so they're pointing down. Their bodies are pointing down, and they find water because water's on the ground. We created bottles to contain water. There wasn't bottles at some point in history. We created them. From our own and
so
the gourds
I'm curious,
and stuff like
so
that.
Like for the people in like the 1800s that were like traveling from like the east to the west and they're out here in the desert or whatnot and they had to dig in the ground for water because there was no fruit and like you know what I'm saying like
I'm just saying so,
so
I'm,
we weren't supposed to
I'm talking about I'm talking
like
about going so I'm, so let me just finish what I'm saying. The reason why humans are supposed to eat fruit is because we walk up and when we stand up, we stand up on our 2 feet. Standing and we're looking eye level, right?
Yeah.
So that would give us the ability to grab fruit from the trees.
Definitely.
Not give us the ability to crouch down on all fours and drink the water on the ground because at the end of the day.
Wait, so you're.
The only way to get water is off the ground because you're collecting it from falling and off the ground. That's the only way to get water because water comes from the ground. It doesn't come from the ground.
But what about collecting rainwater?
But if you weren't able to collect that, it would have. And you'd have to get it
it's
off the ground.
It's not like a new invention. It's been around for a long time.
But
like,
we had
bro,
to invent that. So I'm saying we had to invent that. Uh-oh. So we're going out of our way
you're
to drink.
About previously
so like,
to
but
that.
That's the thing is like,
yeah.
So you think, I don't know though. I don't think, you think society would have evolved this way if we were just surviving off of fruit? Like think about how many people had to travel.
Who knows?
Like, length.
Wait, like who
like,
knows?
No. Hold on, like fruit. Okay. How long does fruit last? Like a couple weeks, bro. If you're traveling from like all the way east of the U.S., you know what I'm saying? To like all the way, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like I didn't think that was feasible traveling
doesn't
wise.
The
people,
evolution
people carry
theory,
water,
like,
not
trickled
fruit.
Back
it's
down.
In,
like, past
in,
like
in,
water was like
in
their
like
number one.
Like, shit,
water
like fucking tadpoles.
Is like their number one thing when it
I'm
came
mostly
to like
just
traveling and surviving water. And like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm mostly just putting it in context of the idea of our bodies have evolved to eat fruit.
No, definitely.
And the animals' bodies have evolved to drink water, which is why. They're primarily pointing down, looking down, and they're looking for water on the ground because water's on the ground.
You need to give this
okay.
man a Darwin's evolution book, bro. That's it.
We created bottles. We created the bottles to drink the water. Mm-hmm. Like, if before bottles, what did they have? They just had their hands. That's it.
But, like, the thing is we created a lot of things that actually benefit us.
They
so
had
like,
cups,
the
Chris.
I'm not – but that's the bottle.
But we had hands. Like, no.
That's what I'm saying, but that's not – but you wouldn't
We're
have to do that.
Transporting, though,
if
right?
you just – so, like, if – no, I'm talking about just – collecting the water, you have to collect the water in like a bottle, a cup, something that is not gonna fall through.
Why?
Because it's falling from the sky. That's why. So, but the fruit's already there. The fruit is just growing, and we have the ability to grab it. Whereas other animals clearly do not have the ability to grab fruit. Other animals do. Dogs can't grab fruit, so dogs don't eat fruit. What do they eat? They eat meat because they can't. They don't like. You're not supposed to feed dogs certain fruits because it's too much acid for their stomach and it'll fuck up their stomach. Like grapes and shit. So dogs don't eat fruit because they can't grab it. We eat fruit because we can grab it. Dogs drink water because that's what they can get off the earth. And we're kind of going out of our way to drink water. It's kind of like milk, too. We're the only species that drinks another species'
yeah,
milk.
That
so.
Is true.
So, but I'm not saying water is the worst thing in the world, but just I've been kind of, you know. If
I just like, I do like, you know, water, definitely.
I would invite you guys to look up a topic.
Wait, so hold on.
Term. H3O. So I would invite you guys to look into the term H3O.
Okay. Before we skip the topic on fruits, what are y'all favorite fruits?
I'm gonna say strawberries, low key, no cap.
Strawberries, okay.
Grapes.
Grapes.
I'm gonna have to second with Chris. Strawberries.
You could have like multiple, like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be like, it could be like two or three, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I like strawberries and grapes.
Mine is like kind of like the same, like.
Is it by themselves or with something with it?
Nah, just by themselves.
Bananas too.
Bananas and grapes, I think.
Bro,
not bananas, not me.
I can't decipher if it's like red dragon fruit or like kiwis, bro. I think it's red dragon fruit. Probably my favorite. I'm like,
I'd have to try that.
I don't think I've ever had dragon fruit.
Bro, fuck.
Is that the one with like a lot of seeds in it? Yeah.
Huh?
No, that's pomegranate.
No.
They have it too, though.
Pomegranate
is
like
pomegranate.
No, but like, bro, this is the difference. Dragon fruit, you just slice. It's like kind of like eating a watermelon. You could just slice it and just scoop it out. You know what I'm saying? But.
No, I agree. I definitely want to try that. That's definitely one of the fruits that, I mean, I've had dragon fruit acai, which is basically the dragon fruit. They like smash it up into almost like a.
Oh, yeah.
That's good as fuck.
Like an applesauce almost, yeah, but. I've been eating that at this place
like
called
Puree.
Yeah, like it's a puree. So yeah, so that's what I've tried, dragon fruit. I don't think it's the best way, though. I'm probably going to have to try, like, a fresh dragon fruit to see because I've never had a fresh one.
I like them cold, too. It's just so gas, bro. But it's like the consistency of, like, a kiwi almost, but softer, and it has, like, a little bit of seeds in it, but they're small seeds, so it's not too much. You know,
yeah.
All right, so where we at with the time? Okay, what I ask?
Yeah,
what I ask?
Yeah, we already know what it is. Hey, episode 3 of
Hawaii. How do I say episode in Spanish?
Thanks for tuning
Chris
in.
Chris got us a cake to celebrate. Maybe we throw a clip.
Oh,
maybe
bro.
We throw a picture.
We didn't even throw
facts,
the cake.
Facts.
Okay, so put this clip at the beginning.
Wait, are we doing viral shit?
No. Glenn.
No.
It was definitely questionable bringing to Glenn now. Now that I think about it. Glenn, stop playing, bro. You're going to fuck around and fuck up, bro.
Still?
No, we're not,
it's
bro.
We're
Glenn,
hot, bro. We're
bro,
hot.
Bro, don't make me react to this.
Oh,
bro.
Shit.
Look, bro. Glenn, bro.
Damn, I'm not trying
mess,
to get.
Bro.
I'm not trying to be in this.
You're about to make
him.
Look, bro. You're just making it. So we're going to have to ban everybody after this. We're banning everybody after this. You know, no one can go if you do. If you're not even if you do this, you've already crossed
you're
the line. You've already crossed the line.
You got to hit the
You've already crossed the line. So no one can pull up now. No one can pull up to the podcast now. Glenn, you are making a bad example of us bringing people to the podcast. You've interrupted the podcast the entire hour. It's yours. Yes. You brought that here.
Don't put that shit on
you,
bro.
You brought that here.
That
I didn't bring
gonna
that
fall
here.
On the floor, and we're not cleaning that shit up.
This is my cake, Chris?
Yes. Glenn.
Bro.
Cannot put a camera on this guy. You just can't.
This man,
hey,
you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Glenn just channeled them black forces on right now.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
This shit is like.
You shouldn't have brought him up.
Like,
all right. Let's wrap it up.
We're banning
Glenn. Glenn, let us wrap it up. Let us wrap. Move.
Blame Glenn, everybody. Blame Glenn.
All right, go ahead. Start wrapping up.
Alrighty, it is literally about to be April.
So Chris says,
bro.
Don't drink water.
Wait, no, we're
water's
not even gonna
bad
do that.
For you. Only eat fruit.
Only eat fruit.
Especially the shit with the seeds in it. That's what he's saying.
Nah, stay hydrated, you know what
stay
I'm saying?
Stay hydrated. What was I gonna say? It's about to be April. It's literally the third quarter. We're like a quarter into the year type shit. What the fuck's going on? Happy New Year's.
Yeah. We a quarter.
Hey.
Okay.
He said
episode
Happy
three.
New Year's, I just realized.
Quiet
boys.
Damn.
It's 2025. If I got a
date twice, 26.
You're.
They fuck with me because I'm one of a kind. Like a skater, gotta stay up on my grind. I can't wait no time, yeah. I can't wait no life. Always on a hunt.